This is an MUT Radio podcast.
A premier hotel. So with me right now, I do have the actual organizer of the program who's joining me right now. I know we did have a conversation the past few days, but today also we are diving into what is really happening today. What is it all about? So I do. You have Mr. Phumlani Biyela joining me live right here on MUT Radio. He is the Research and Scholarly Communications Librarian at MUT, and he's joining me right now. Mr. Phumlani, welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you very much, Bella. Thank you for welcoming me in the show.
Yes, so I think we should dive into what is happening today. Maybe if you could, you were one of the presenters inside, yeah. So maybe if you could maybe briefly explain what your presentation was about, because I believe you were speaking on MUT's open access strategy. Yeah. So maybe if you could dive into that just a little bit, briefly explain to us.
So basically what I was presenting on was showcasing the strategy that an MUT have adopted in promoting open access. The platform that we have invested in as MUT, which is our institutional repository, that basically is made available for our researchers to ensure that they deposit our locally produced research and make it accessible locally to our students and the world at large. All this platform is being acquired to ensure that the research or the knowledge that is being produced is not closed behind any paywall. Remember why we're doing this whole open access activation is because most of the time you find that people produce knowledge or produce new research, publish it, and it gets stuck somewhere in the publisher's platform where even the owners of the research are unable to access it. So with providing a platform like an institutional repository, it provides that seamless platform of having knowledge as widely accessible as widely as possible, and reaching the large number of users which may benefit in this research that has been produced.
Yeah, so maybe also if we can dive in now, I believe the theme for this year is Who Owns Your Knowledge. Maybe what inspired this theme and what does it actually mean?
So, as I've just explained, you find many instances where a person invests time and money and resources producing valuable research. The research includes some very important innovation which might help in shaping societal issues, impacting the policy implementation at a government level. And then you find the platforms where this knowledge is being published having to be closed. So as we are saying, who owns that knowledge? We're trying to sensitize our researchers that when we are done producing this knowledge, just make sure that any deal, any license or any copyright deal that you get yourself into just because you want to publish is ensuring that you retain the copyrights of your knowledge. So that's what Open Access is trying to do. Publish it, make it out there, but retain the rights, be able to distribute it as wide as possible as you wish as a producer or as the owner of the knowledge. So this theme is influenced by the large sum of monies that we find ourselves as knowledge creators having to pay for something that we created with investing our own resources, and only to find out the company that is owning that content is somewhere outside of the country and we do not have. So it's mainly trying to clear out the statement of the copyrights that as researchers that we sign with the publishers of knowledge.
Yes, thank you very much. We're not going to keep you very long, so maybe just to close it off, so this is a three-day program, but I want us to focus on today. What can people expect today?
So today we have structured our program nicely from the broad level. Now we're getting deeper and deeper. Today we have had some words from the library director, Dr. Musala Bryant, on what she does invest in terms of facilitating open access at a broader spectrum. Then we have some words from the research office, which are the holders of the whole research life cycle for MUT. Then I heard what the MUT within my office, the Research and Scholarly Communication, what do I provide, which is the institutional repository. Then we had a research journey from one of our well-known scholar, Dr. Mutamba, who has published a lot in terms of research publications. He was also sharing, Mutanga, who was sharing his journey on publishing the paywall versus open access. Then just before I joined you, we are listening now to Ms. Zina Sapula, who is open access project manager at Sunlake. Sunlake is a consortia where all South African academic institutions go and negotiate with publishers in terms of the content that we're going to subscribe to, as well as how our affiliated publisher authors can publish without paying author processing fees. So right now, we're going to dive in now to the publishers themselves. We have explained the institutional parts. What do we do? And our next speakers will be the publishers that we have the deals with. We have something called Read and Publish, where just because as a library we've paid the subscription, we say the author should not pay the publishing cost. So we have four presentations from four publishers, which is Elsevier, Wiley, Taylor & Francis, as well as Springer Nature, even though we don't have a public a deal with Springer Nature, but they are also taking part in our presentation. Now they'll be talking about their terms and conditions. Remember, I talked about the copyrights and the licensing and the author sides. Now they will be taking to deep dive into what do they offer our authors now at a publisher's level. So musically, take it as if it's a composer and the publishing house of the music, or the record house. So now we're saying, if you have composed a song, you must retain the rights. So any deal that you sign in between is what open access is trying to achieve. Let's take a look at these fine prints, the nitty-gritties that you sign with the publishers, which might prevent you not to have full access to your research at the end of the day. So I hope my example made sense.
Made it easier for us.
Yes. Yeah, so remember, everything here is a business. So even the research, yes, it might sound scholarly because it's high education, but at the end of the day, it's business. So we saying those who have business of publishing research must also be fair in terms of charging people who are also producing this research. So our next four speakers will be people from the publishing houses offering, telling us what do they offer MUT in terms of facilitating open access.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.